I have just moved to beautiful British Columbia to be with my boyfriend for the summer. Instead of collaring grizzly bear cubs, I am now hanging out with him and working as a wildlife viewing guide. Young and in love. So that entails me picking up people at the Four Seasons, driving bougie Land Rovers up old two-track logging roads, and interpreting the natural landscape for anyone who cared to listen, generally very few people, and being regularly belittled by my incredibly sexist employer. Needless to say, not my dream job, and this is a fine time to point out that it was also not my healthiest relationship on record either. So, yeah. My saving grace that summer was working at a slow food restaurant. It was perfect. It was bucolic to a T. Think tractor seat bar stools, Lays, burlap, and fresh cut flowers, but the thing that I really enjoyed about it was being able to interact with the farmers each day as they dropped off their produce, especially Jesse and his dreamy dreadlocks and those big, rough, earth-stained hands. It was a restaurant that was kind of ahead of its time in the sense that most things there were gluten-free and vegan. And I was also gluten-free and vegan and a little bit anorexic. So it felt really good to be working at a place where I could eat, if I chose, things that felt like within my purview. And preparing for my employment here, I had a little orientation where I learned about the different menu items and had very small tastes of each one. So this really emboldened me in many different ways, but I am getting ready to report to my first day of work, and I'm feeling nervous, not because it's my first day, but because despite it being my first day, I am the sole front of house staff. It's me and Chef Terry in the back. So no more than 20 minutes have passed when Terry goes out back for a smoke break, and I'm just like prepping my juices, and I notice this delicious looking food item on a cutting board near my prep station. And I am feeling pretty empowered by my recent taste test session, and therefore entitled to abort all social norms, and also because at this point I am quite literally starving, so I'm just taking a tiny, tiny little bite, pop that thing in my mouth, don't think much of it, just keep rolling. Terry comes back in a few minutes later, looks at the cutting board, looks at me, and she asks me, "Did you take part of the cookie that was on the cutting board?" Yeah, of course it was me, Terry. It's you and I. We're the only two people in this entire restaurant. And yeah, I mean, at that point, there's nothing I can do except quite literally tell the truth. So, like an accountable adult, I put my head down and just nod because I can't actually say the words yes. And so she looks me dead in the eye and she says, "That was a hash cookie." And as she says the words hash cookie, my whole body just gets so heavy, and I am like, I have irreparably fucked myself. great shame, because this is like immediate karmatic penance for having like disobeyed my eating disorder. And I just really can't believe it at this point. And so I'm just imagining, like, I'm going to be deported, I'm going to be fired, I'm going to have a line out the door, and just trying to be keeping my shit together while like stoned out of my mind. Also, if you know me, you know that across the board, this is wildly out of character, because now I've stolen. What I've stolen, as it turns out, is drugs. And I've stolen drugs from my coworkers, who I've now known for a grand total of 1 hour. So, yeah, dress for success. So at this point, I'm imagining like an Alice in Wonderland type scenario, like grow, shrink, kaleidoscope eyes. I do not know what is in store for me. But at this point, I still have my wish about me, though not for much longer. And I think to set a timer so that at the very least, I can begin to anxiously anticipate the approximate time of my downfall. but to me, it feels like I am about to embark on the same level of journey as that pipsqueak kid in Neverending Story. And I'm just like, buckle up, I make it happen, I get over there, I get the roles, and I am just like so excited to leave that place because everyone can tell how high I am. For carrying them all the way over there with hands that no longer feel like they're attached to my body. So that's great. I white knuckle these trays, like carry them over to the restaurant, make it across the threshold, set that down like it's at risk of exploding, and immediately pull my hands away. And thankfully, that was the greatest hurdle of that shift. Though not of my summer, it all got a lot worse before it got better, but I found such camaraderie in that beautiful gem of a restaurant, and my coworkers offered me the support that I needed to be able to make steps away from the oppressive, abusive relationship that I was in with my boyfriend, but also with myself. I feel really grateful for that entire experience, mostly that entire experience, but I still think twice before reaching for a cookie, and not just because of the calories.